From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thai officials saying the mission to bring 12 boys and their soccer coach out of the cave where they've been trapped has begun. 13 foreign and 5 Thai divers taking part in the rescue effort. Each of the boys will be accompanied by 2 divers. Heavy rain is falling right now in northern Thailand, where they've been trapped on a small bit of dry ground deep inside the flooded cave since June the 23rd. In a rush, the 5 days since they were found in the cave, the boys have written notes to their families expressing optimism and encouraging them not to worry. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo ended 2 days of meetings in North Korea trying to come up with a denuclearization plan for Pyongyang. More on the story now from APE's Ben Thomas.
North Korea's foreign ministry later described the 2 days of talks harshly, accusing the U.S. side of making gangster-like demands, pressuring it to unilaterally abandon its nuclear weapons. The ministry said it had expected Pompeo might offer trust-building measures. Speaking to reporters at the airport just before leaving North Korea, the Secretary of State maintained a more positive tone.
These are complicated issues, but we made progress on almost all of the central issues.
Pompeo says a path has been laid out for working-level negotiations. Ben Thomas, Washington.
From Pyongyang, Secretary Pompeo went on to Tokyo to meet with his Japanese and South Korean counterparts, where he said sanctions on North Korea will remain for now. At least 9 people were killed happened in an attack on Somalia's interior ministry. 3 attackers killed, at least 13 people were wounded. Al-Shabaab extremist group claiming responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. The head of the UN Migration Agency, William Lacy Swing, is appealing to Libyan authorities to stop detaining migrants intercepted or rescued at sea by their Coast Guard after trying to cross the Mediterranean to Europe. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the headquarters of the International Organization for Migration in Geneva.
IOM Chief Swing recently returned from a 2-day visit to Libya, where he appealed to the authorities to end the cruel policy of locking up migrants who already have suffered so much trying to reach European shores. IOM spokesman Leonard Doyle says there are some signs the authorities are willing to consider this.
They'll probably do it by trying to speed up their repatriation. So we support them in voluntary repatriation, voluntary return, humanitarian return from Libya. Sometimes takes a while because they don't have papers, they don't have documents. The only embassies in the country really full-time are African embassies, and even they are at very low capacity.
Doyle says once the documentation and bureaucratic process is completed, it will be relatively simple to repatriate the migrants. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. government has asked a court for more time to reunite immigrant children and their parents. Families were separated when crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy. A judge had ordered that children under the age of 5 were to be reunited with their parents by July 10th. And all families reunited by July the 26th. U.S. Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar says the government will try to meet the court deadlines. He also says more than 11,800 children currently are being held in children's shelters. Fewer than 3,000 were separated from parents. The rest are unaccompanied minors. He said about 100 of the separated children are age 5 or younger. Charges have been dropped against the last group of people accused of taking part in violent protest on the U.S. presidential inauguration day in 2017. AP's Mike Gracia reporting.
The U.S. government is dropping charges against the last 39 people alleged to have played roles in violent Inauguration Day protests in Washington in February 2017. The government had sought to convict more than 190 people for the violence, but prosecution was hampered because most protesters that day wore similar black clothing and covered their faces. There were 2 group trials. The first trial ended with acquittals for all 6 defendants. The second trial for 4 people ended with acquittals on most charges and a hung jury on the rest. Mike Gross, Washington.
You can get more news at our website. Check us out at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.